The Nations. Remarks and Vision. March 18, 1852. Thou wouldest not want him to step out if thou knewest thy situation. That desire was to disenthrone these kings, but that could not be, for kings must reign till Christ begins to reign. I saw in Europe, just as things were moving to accomplish their desires, there would seemingly be slacking up once or twice. Thus, the hearts of the wicked world would be relieved and hardened, but the work would not settle down, only seem to, for the minds of kings and rulers were intent upon overthrowing each other, and the minds of the people to get the ascendancy. I saw that all minds were intensely looking and stretching their thoughts on the impending crisis before them. The sins of Israel must go to judgment beforehand. Every sin must be confessed at the sanctuary. Then the work will move. It must be done now. The remnant in the time of trouble will cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The latter rain is coming on those that are pure. All then will receive it as formerly. When the four angels let go, Christ will set up his kingdom. None receive the latter rain but those who do all they can. Christ would help us. All could be overcomers by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus. All heaven is interested in the work. Angels are interested. Think ye that he will bring his hand to himself until he has accomplished the object for which he stretched it out? Yea, more bitter hatred against those that keep the law than against the Catholics. Truth, the truth, let it shine. Hold them by the side of truth. What are they rich in? They seek falsehood, deception, and cunning. Behold, where is their strength? Is it in the truth? A mere knowledge of the truth will never save. How long, then, angel of God, before the message will go with a loud voice? Other things to be accomplished. They must make themselves more vile. If Jesus should make his appearance in their midst, they would despise him. They advocate their errors for a while until the people get disgusted with it. Then they add another. Nights upon their beds, horror gets hold of them. Can ye not see it? Live unto God. He has gotten them safe in the snare. The honest are getting disgusted. Satan works at the very ones that do him the most harm. God can make them a host against their enemies. Ye give up too quick. Ye let go too soon. That arm. The arm of God is mighty. Satan works in different ways to steal the mind off from God. Victory, victory, we must have it over every wrong. A solemn sinking into God. Get ready. Set thine house in order.